We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, and we are Chavdalamabes, and we are starting 17 lines from the top at the end of a line. Tanu Rabbanam, Mekulam Eved Yoitza Behem Lecheris. Shem Ve'ayin and all Rashi Yavarim, the Eved goes free. Vitzarak Yachichra, the Rav Shimon. Which means he's free now, he's going to have to be freed, but he's not going to be mutter to Abbas Chayr until he gets his Get Shichra. That's what finishes up the Chalais. He needs a Get Shichra in order to be mutter of Abbas Chayr to take up the Kenyan Isser. It's Mechayiv, the Odoin, to free him now. And the Lachar, the Mamanus is off, but now he has to give a Get Shichra for the Kenyan Isser, the Rav Shimon. Rameo Ymer, ain't it Tzarek. You don't need a Get Shichra. Rav Lezi, I'm a Tzarek. Well, you do need the Get Shichra. Tafnam, ain't it Tzarek. You don't need it. So two against two. Rabbi Kiva Metzarach, which is the third man who needs to get Shechur, three against two. Hamachriyim l'fnei HaChachamim, the ones who machriyim l'fnei HaChachamim, which Rashi says in Masechtas Gittin, he doesn't know who they are, but machriyim l'fnei HaChachamim, Omrim, nirin divrei Reb Tarfim, b'shem v'ayin. By shem v'ayin, agreed to Reb Tarfim, that you do not need to get Shechur, shetari zechzolai. Because the Torah said it clearly, shem v'ayin. V'divrei Rabbi Kiva v'shari varam. And I hold like Rabbi Kiva holds, you do need to get shukra by other yavarim. Hail for knas acham. This is only knas acham. Who? Frank the Gemara, knas acham? What are you talking about? It's Kroyek Adeshinim. We just had a whole Gemara, klal prat klal, riba meet the riba. It's psukim. Ella, Gemara means like this. Hail medrash acham. Since the medrash achamim, therefore you need to get shukra. By the first apostle, you don't need. By medrash acham, you do need to get shukra. Medrash acham means it's drashin from klal prat klal. So, we'll speak out a simple question in a second. You have to know what the difference is. First of Gemara, my time with Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, you do need to get shechur. What's the pshat? Yalav shiluach shluach meisha. It says over here lechov shishachenu, and it says beisha v'shilach. So we make a gzeir shava, and we learn out either gzeir shava, which is shalimud, and we learn out meisha ma'isha b'shtar af even nami b'shtar. The same thing over here. It says v'shulcha ba'isha, and it says over here shav yishachenu ma isha b'shtar af even nami b'shtar, just like isha is b'shtar, even nami needs a star. But I may ikos of chavshi afterwards yishachenu lipsoif kikamris. How should you say chavshi yishachenu have a chavshi meikara? It's mashma, it's chavshi alone, and you don't need the shiluach. So that's because our mayor and Rav Shimon. But the Machriyim said that we don't hold like either Rav Shimon or Rav Meir. We hold. That depends. By Shem V'ayin, there, you don't need to get Shechur. By Rosh Yevarim, you don't need to get Shechur. Why? Because it's a cloud, proud of cloud. Frank Tysus, drushes are like, Kami Gufay Tyre learned our drushes. Drushes are not any worse. It's not second class citizen. Shem V'ayin goes out free. The same thing, Rosh Yevarim, learn that for cloud, proud of cloud. Why should it be any different? That's Tysus' question. Top Tysus. Tysus, two mahalachim. Tysus' first mahalach is that you're right. I mean, the rice you don't need to get. Because you don't need to get by Shem V'ayin, you don't need to get Shechur here by Rosh Yevarim also. The problem is that since not everyone knows that if you pull out his bone in his jaw, that it goes free, what's going to happen is he's going to go free, we have to get Shechur, because that's what's going on, you don't need to get Shechur. And the master, the medium, a week later, and say, hey, Bar, you're my Eved. So what are you talking about? You knocked my jaw. Jaw? I never heard of that. I never heard of that. My Rav doesn't say that. So no one knows about that. No one knows the extra cloud, private cloud. Everyone knows the pasuk, Shem V'ayin, but no one knows that. So living with the Rabbanon, we said there's a din get by Rosh Yevarim. That's pshat. That's a Tosfos learned pshat. That's one pshat. The second pshat, he says, the reverse says that the pasuk shiluach is learned. That's how you know they need to get shukr. So this man Yom will hold that he agrees to Rav Meir lechavshi. It says first lechavshi yishachenu. So you go free without the shiluach. But that's only going on Shem V'ayin. But on the other things. The other Rosh Yevarim, that's learned out of a drasha, so there you can learn out shiluach, shiluach. That's the chilek. Riba and Meir, same thing. Riba and Meir, same thing. Same exact thing. Riba and Meir, what's the difference? Riba and Meir, same thing. It's medrash chamu. Agaponim, so shiluach is only going on the limud, on the medrash chamu part, not on the first thing in the pasuk. That's the two pshatim in Taisvis. Now, Tais Rosh asked in the first pshat in Taisvis, it's not called lachra. Machriya mean that I hold like you over here, and I'll give you here. He holds completely like the man doesn't need to get shukra. It's a new din to Rabbana. It's not called Machriya. That's why Tosfos doesn't like the first pshat. What's the kasha on the second pshat? The man Shah, Amrashi, says the kasha of kasha on the second pshat. Before we had a tzrichas of the shein v'ayin, right? Why need shein and ayin? I'll tell you why need shein v'ayin. Because these are the only two things you don't need to get shukra. We're saying it's drasha. So that's what needs. That's tzrichas. That's the man Shah's kasha. That should be a reason why I need shein v'ayin. Tell you doesn't need to get shukra. Ayin, geshmak, man Shah, Tosfos, very clear. Dr. Moravaita. Tanu Rabbanan. He al inai, enoi. He gave him a clap on his eye, on this Eved's eye, v'sama, and he blinded him. Al oznai on his ear, v'cherisha, he made him deaf. Eved yitzibem l'cheris. He goes free. Now, l'cheris, that called mumsh v'gali, make him deaf? So Rashita l'noid l'mi really speaks this out. Rashita l'noid l'mi, I read you his lashon. It says, v'loi have a mumen sheveseser. Why? Kivan shebe'ever hu galui, kivan she'ever hu galui, afbi she'ena mum galui. You know, the mum is not galui, because that they can't hear is not begali, but his ear is begali, and therefore it's called mum shebegali. So if you hit him on the ear and you make him deaf, you go, the ever goes free. Kineged einai beinarai, if you hit against the wall and he became blind from that, or kineged oznai, you give a good clap on the wall and became deaf, ein shemeya, ein ever yotze mecheres, he's not go free. Omrav Shemel, Rav Ashi, Lameimra, the Kolav Klumu. Are you trying to tell me that a koil is not called a mazik? But Tani Rav by Cheskel, Tarnagosh Hoshi Rajalav, Yerkli Shukas. A chicken stuck his head into the ear of a beautiful glass vase. But talk about it. And he did a kukudududu. Vashavru, and it broke. Mashalim Nezik Shalim, pay Nezik Shalim. It's going to the Sumchas a whole that Sroyrois pays Nezik Shalim. Sroyrois means anything that's not direct, mamish with the goof of the animals called Sroyrois. So you pay Nezik Shalim, Sumchas says. But you see, it's called a hezek, you know, it's with his coil. And another rayiv, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav, sus shetzanaf, a sus that made noise, v'chamar shenar, v'shavru kelim v'sech abayis, made a lot of noise, and he broke kelim inside the house. It's like a guy singing off tune. V'sham chatzin hezek, the halach is that you pay chatzin hezek, because you're going to the manim, all the tribes with chatzin hezek. What do you see? Kala could be damaged, it's dangerous. So what's going on? We said over here, you screamed in his ear, you banged against his ear. Your potter, you see your chayiv, or Malay. It's the same exact halacha, but two different the Umrim, Rashi speaks out. One's going to Sumchis, hold Tzroiris, Chayiv, Nezek, Shalim, and the other one is going to Rabban, hold Yipay, Chatzin, Nezek. But what do you see? That kala milsahi. So how can you see when the master does this to the Eved? His potter, l'chayir, is knocking at his ear, is he's not going to have his way of hearing, his hearing or his eyesight. L'chari kala is milsahu amalei shani adam kimin debar dasu im avas nafshei. When you scare a person or you make a noise about a person, it's him himself who is making himself deaf, not you. He has what to do with it. Kedatanya, look at the brayza. Amavas chaveri, scare your friend. Patvin adam chayv nishmaim. You patvin adam chayv nishmaim. You're not chayv because it's only a grumba. He did it himself. You caused him to get hurt, but he caused it himself. Okay, so I talk about Oznoi, you blew in his ear, v'charashay potter. Also, but you grabbed him and talk about Oznoi, v'charashay chayv. If you grabbed him and you screamed in his ear, then v'charashay, he became deaf, he's chayv. Now, what's the difference between tafas and not tafas? So, Pasup Shad is that one's a grandma, one, if you grab him, it's more of a mice of a goof. But the Ramah, which one of the Rishonim, brought down the Shittim HaKabestis on the Tzadik Aleph and Baba Kama, explains like this. That when you scream in his ear, he had the option of turning his ear a little bit, so it shouldn't go directly into his ear. See, he, the shikla, helped himself become deaf. Masha'inkein, when you grab onto him and you scream in his ear, he's nothing to do about it. So there, he didn't help himself, and therefore, he couldn't help himself, and therefore, the person screaming is chai. Tarabon, hekoal einoi v'kosa. Let's say you hit him on the eye, and he lost his eyesight, but not completely. Not completely, he still had a little bit of eyesight. Or, al shinoi, you hit him on his tooth, v'nada, and it came shaky. Im yachol ashtamash pehem, if he still could use the eye and use the tooth, im yachol ashtamash me'achshav, ein evi yetz becheres, does not go free. Im lav, evi yetz becheres. If not, the evi goes free. So, we have here what we call it a 1, 2, and 3. Soon we'll have a 4. 1, 2, and 3. 1 is he has perfect eyesight. You knock him into 2, which means it's not perfect eyesight, but he still can use it. He doesn't go free. But if he goes 1 to 3, which means he can't use it anymore, then he goes free. So 1 to 2, he does not go free. 1 to 3, he goes free. Tanyi dechnar b'raisa. Harei shoysa eina kuhir. His eye was already a 2. It was already a 2. Which means it's not such good eyesight. He needed very thick glasses. It wasn't such good eyesight. V'sama, then you blinded him, made him into 3. Or shinoi, and we'll see the Soma doesn't daf me a 3. It means he made him into a 4. You knocked me out completely. We'll see that in a second. But that's what Taishik there, the Ran says. V'sama means you made him blind. So you took him to a 4. 3 means he can't use it anymore, but he can see something. But he can't use it. It's not usable, but he sees something like light. V'sama, he made him blind. He went from a 2 to a 4. If he was at a 2, and now he made him to a 4, Ebi Yosef Becheres. But if he was at a 3 already, he was already at a 3, but he couldn't use it, then Ebi Yosef Becheres. So you have two Bryces. Bryce number 1 says that if he's at a 1, he knocked him to a 2, he doesn't go free. He put him to a 3, he goes free. The next case was, he started off on a 2, if you not make him into a 3, if you make him into a 3 or a 4, well, then it goes free. We'll see about a 3 or 4. But if you started off as a 3, then you wouldn't go free. If you start with 3, we're not going free. So where's the tzricha? I need both these Bryces. Diash min hakamayis, if you see the first case, because beginning was a 1, now he became a 3, so we understand why he goes free. Here he started off as a 2, emeloi. Even if you knocked him into a 4, who cares? But maybe he wouldn't go free because he didn't start off as a 1. Diash min ha, if you see the second case, from Samuel Gamri, there at least he knocked him into a 4. But maybe by the first case, when he went to a 3, he didn't make him mamish blind, he sees light. So maybe there, he will not go free. Kamash Lon, he goes free. So that's after reading the Tricha. So now I read you the Ran. When I gave you his numbers, I was just oversimplifying the Ran. The Ran says like this. I read this Ran. The Ran says, Miu Mashmale li dafka soma legamri. On the second case, dafka yimenim blind completely. Halavachi, avavisha achshav eni yachal ashtamish bam. Even if you can't use it, eni avayot zvon cheres. Dechado metarati boy. You need one or two things. Either he went from a barrier, which means a 1, until a 3. Or he went from a 2 to a 4. Which is a 2. The Yochel Shtamish, L'sheini Yochel Shtamish, which is a 3, Loi Sagi, V'hochi Muchacha, B'tzrichasa D'gamim Gemara. It's Muchach L'tzrichasa, which says, Sama L'gamri, it's Muchach like that. Zotim Maravait, Torah Avala, and Reisha Yerabi Reifet. The rabbi was an eye doctor. And he was doing a cataract surgery, whatever. He was doing a surgery on the Eved. And the Eved asked him to do the surgery. But someone, he blinded him. Or he's a dentist. And Lachloy Shinoi, the master was a dentist. And he asked him to clean his tooth. Vepila, he knocked it out. Sichek ba'odoin v'yazacheris. He laughs at his other and says, goodbye, Charlie. Rashim Amilay, no, it has to be on purpose. For the master to, when he goes free, it's a knas, only he does it on purpose. Vashichasa. The pasuk says, "V'shichasol l'chav shachem tovdeni." Only if you do it on purpose, it's chav v'shichasol. For Rabbanon, hi v'shichasol ma'avle. We do the pasuk v'shichasol because they hold that in a case where he's a doctor, he goes free. But boy, look at Tanya. He stuck his hand into the stomach of shivchasol to pull out the baby. V'simai uba shemeh. He's middle of giving birth. He was the doctor who was giving birth, and he knocked out the eye of the uba shemeh. Potter does not go free. My timer. Here's like a misasik. You're not even trying to knock out the eye. The master, the baby doesn't go free. The master is taking out the baby. He's not trying to touch the eye at all. So here, even though our bottom agree, it's like misasik. And there, so the idach. How do you know to make a drasha even more than this? Maybe it means this case. There's two drashas. One level of shiche says it can't be the case of uber. The even if you're a doctor, you're potter. So now let me ask you a kasha from the almost bucking mistakes Baba Kama. The last blot in the second paragraph of Baba Kama, it says a case like this. A guy was sitting with a rock on his lap. He had no idea the rock was there. He stood up and it rolled off and landed on the Eved's eye and knocked out the Eved's eye. The Gemara says, Tolya Machlekes Rebbe, Machlekes Rabbanon, and Mishim Gamil. That means if you're Rabbanon, you go free. L'chayra, isn't that like Mesazek? He doesn't even know about it. Zog Taisvis, no, there a bono will agree also Yechai. It's only here we're trying to do a good thing. Taisvis over here, not down in Baba Kam, Taisvis over here. Taisvis Masma Bayi. So Taisvis, Yashloimar, the Shani Hokin, the Tartal Tavuso, Shemaskavon, Taisvis trying to give birth to the baby, help the baby give birth, help the mother give birth to the baby, but Loinus Kavalayan Klal, and there, not enough that to be Mesazek. You also have to be trying with Tavuso. That's Taisvis Mechadosh does. So the Gemara Vayta, Ha'elik Gemuru, Amar Rav Sheshes, Ha'reish Ha'isa, Einoi Semuya. He was already blind. The Chatata, and you took the eye out, the whole eye ball right out. Ever Yotzim Acheres, the Ever goes Acheres, my time Mechusa Everhu. He's Mechusa Ever, and even though he couldn't see from before already, but he's Mechusa Ever, and he goes free. But even though we said before, like Tosfos speaks out, that if you're already at a 3, and then an act that made it blind completely, luck is you don't go free, right? If you go to 3 to 4, you don't go free. But here it's a 5. He took the whole eye out. B'chus Eiver. V'tana tuna, bring a raifa and b'raisa. We know Thomas v'zachar's behemah. Any Thomas v'zachar's b'ayifas. No din zachar b'ayifas. There's no din that has to be a tam. It could be a ba'amun b'ayif. Yochol yov shagapa. If the wing dried up, nikta ragla, the foot got chopped off, nechta'ina, the eye got gored out. Do you think that's kosher for carbon? Tamalei mina oif lo kolayv, not every oif. That means b'chus Eiver is by oif is not kosher for carbon, and a ba'amun is. So how did the raya toss? So I think the raya is like this. I think Rashi is a master of the raya like this. So it means if you have an oif that's blind, it's kosher for carbon. You carve out the eye, it becomes pasul carbon. So you see, even after something's blind, the mechus ha'aver makes it pasul carbon. Same thing over here. Even if you're blind already, mechus ha'aver makes that you go out free. Omar Rabbi, I think the bottom Rashi master there. Rashi says, Alma afagav v'samya mikara, even though he's blind in the beginning, ki chato mashal mu'an. Now what do you see is blind mikara? So I'm tying pshat that because a ba'amun is kosher for oif. Omar Rabbi Chia ba'ashi Omar Rab, hoysalo yiseris. He had an extra limb. V'chato and cut it off. Every yitz of mecheris. Go free. Omar Rabbi Huna v'chus yisperas v'gav yad. This is the extra finger. It has to be in the order of the hand. Because if you have a finger sticking out of his head, then he did him a favor by cutting it off. That's not called knocking off Rosh Yevarim. Rosh Yevarim is a useful thing. Six fingers could be kishmak. So if you have six fingers, you knock it off, there's knocking Rosh Yevarim. But it has to be in order of the fingers. But if it's in a funny place, there, that doesn't go lecheres because it's not called Rosh Yevarim.